It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors on this very last Sunday in March. Well, let's hope the winter is past and we have a nice spring. You know, it's amazing how I get to meet people that I interview. I was in Dr. Finkel's office to check a bad ingrown toenail. Well, during the conversation, I told him about my show, and he said, I have a patient who would make a very good guest, and he said he would ask if she would like to do it. Well, she said yes. And I'm so pleased that Charlotte Foster could come in today. Charlotte is 107 years old and is an amazing person. Welcome, Charlotte. I'm so glad you could come in today.
Nice to meet you.
We had quite a time getting you up the stairs, didn't we? My steps are too high. I'm real sorry about that. Shauna, where did you come from originally?
Hamburg, Germany.
In Germany.
Yeah. I was born there in September 16th, 1907. That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. Well, how did you get to America?
My father came here in 28. I was 19. You know, to remember all these things is terrible.
I know. We all have.
Anyhow, my father came first. In 26, mm-hmm. And then my oldest sister was going with a fellow, and she says that I'm not going, and they got married, and so then I was next in line. My father brought us, didn't come under quota, because he came as a rabbi. He was a rabbi, and he also was professor of theology and what's the other one? One is for languages and one is
religion.
Being a rabbi, yeah. You know. Well, anyhow, so he came under that quota to this country, and then he brought us over, and my sister didn't want to go. My oldest sister was born in, I was born in 7, she was born in 6. And we used to go and make believe we were twins.
we were
youngsters then. Because my much of our clothes, most of the clothes were made, you know, to order. Nobody. You didn't just go in the store, you know. And so I wanted to go into the arts. And my father was shocked. He says they have naked models. And I thought, what the heck, you know? But I had to do what my brother was. Naturally, you know.
No,
so that was out. So then I apprenticed to a high class fashion house where we made one garment by our own designer, and then it was burned up or tore down, and that was it. One thing, you know. And I learned by picking up the pins out of the shovel for the broom was near the broom and the shovel. Never used to be bent. Yes, it had to bend down. You know, it wasn't attached like it is today. Modern, you know. And they had to pin all the pins out because they had to use them all again. You know, they went out.
Where was this at?
It was in Hamburg.
Hamburg, oh.
Yes. And then when it was my turn to come over, but we had French and English, and that in school, you know. And I could read and write in Hebrew English. And
very good.
When we graduated, we went to school 10 years, and there was a special, what do they call it, a senior, I don't know, private school?
Mm-hmm.
Private school. Yeah, I guess it was private. Like the Catholics go to their Catholic school, and we went of Jewish children.
Did you
have girls by themselves and the women, the men over there, you know, the boys. So when we had 10 years, Schulagin, we graduated, and that meant 2 years college already. See? Because my brother jumped two classes, he went with the 10-year-olds when he came over.
When did you retire? When did you retire?
I never retired.
What happened when you were 99? Do you remember if you don't?
But I never retired. I was always so busy that I never retired. When I retired, I fell off the chair and sat on my behind.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I never retired. If
that's
I
good.
Could do something right now over there and make bookmarks, but my hands are shaking so. And they've taken me, since the beginning of the year, I haven't really had any therapy except walking.
Walking.
Except walking with a walker. Mm-hmm. And I guess they get paid by how many they walk around, because I can't figure it, but she gets angry when I say, I don't feel like walking today.
Now, where do you live now?
Where
do you live now?
Vendetta Fall?
Yeah, now.
Here. Let me see.
That's the name
here over a year, because of my last birthday was over there. Over here at Manicare.
Well, we're going to pause for just a moment, and we'll be right back with Charlotte after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
I love living in Glenwood because I feel safe. I feel that everything that I could not do when I owned my home, I don't have to worry about. I wanted to keep my independence. You can do that here.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking today with Charlotte Foster, who is 107 years old. She's an amazing lady. Well, Charlotte, what advice would you give people to live a long life like you?
Keep busy.
Right.
Keep busy, and if it doesn't come to you, you go and find someplace to go. And I always, besides a job, I had to go and I either went dancing, and then before we came down here for good, the house was finished, almost. Yeah. I really, I think it saved our lives in a way, because after 2 months marriage, we found out that my husband has tuberculosis. So right away, I had to go and have a loan, you know. The insurance only paid so much, and here we were in a very nice neighborhood in a lovely apartment. And so, Charlotte went to work, and what did I do? I went to a ladies' garment place, you know, and I described my, I tell you, I always have a word for somebody who's trying to go and get the best of me, and they never do. Because I tell it like how it is. And so my boss said to the forelady or whatever it was, no, the men only had 50 stores. Imagine. And then he comes and he says, tell the fitters, and I was one of those, to go and sell some charge accounts, you know. So I am with my big fat mouth. I say, tell Mr. Winkelmann, they are called the Winkelmann stores in Detroit, to make me one of those sandwich signs, and I hang it over my head, and the sign should say, Mr. Winkelmann needs charge account. And I never had anything again, but I had my job. So, you think about magic. I don't let anybody get away with something. You know?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we joined everything before we came down. And I always had great faith in God. And so I said to my husband, I think we are going to go and put a house onto this lot. And then when we are old and gray, we have a place to go to. And in the meantime, we can maybe rent it. Well, we rented it once. Mm-hmm. We don't always go, you know. And so we came down when he had vacation. He had another job. And then when he had to retire, Hertzmeister, we came down. And he died in 1970. We came down in 1970.
I understand that you decorated for about 20 years the South Bend Yacht Club. You taught hula dancing, and you worked at the Senior Friendship Center.
Yes,
you know. I wish we had more time, Charlotte, but we're out of town time. And I want to thank you very much for being here, and also Dr. Finkel for getting us all together.
I had
quite a time, but we made it. It's a rare treat to talk to someone who's lived this long. Thank you both for coming. My fine sponsor is Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors and is also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is the American Lung Association. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcast and senior news, and you've got it. Be sure to say a prayer for our nation and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.